So, Brian, how can my real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge?
You need to start using HDPhotoHub.com. All you do is upload your photos and your clients get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically.
That sounds pretty good. So how do I get started?
Well, it's pretty easy, Rich. All you do is register at HDPhotoHub.com. If you use the referral code SHOOTINGSPACES, you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free.
Free?
I did say free.
Okay.
HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's HDPhotoHub.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Not much, Brian. Just recovering from work, man. It's been really good. And I hope everybody out there in podcast land is having good business, too. So you keep busy?
Yeah, everything, you know, it's busy time. You know, June's here, so we're picking up steam, and it's getting hot here in New York, and it's not, we don't have the humidity of July and August, but it's getting hot, and it's nice, beach season soon.
What season?
Beach season soon.
Oh, I thought you said bee season, like spelling bee season.
No, maybe, I don't know. But you know what I wanted to ask you? I forgot to ask you on the last podcast. I know you had your workshop a couple of weeks ago and we never talked about it. So I heard it was a huge success.
It was a great success. We had 10 attendees and we had a marvelous time. Really good group of people, a couple of really seasoned shooters that were there to learn more about editing because they don't do any of their own editing. And a couple of beginners, a couple of mediums that have been doing two or three years, and it was just wonderful. And we had, first day was a 12-hour day, and we did twilight shots, we did everything. And then the second day was just shooting and me working one-on-one with people, and it's just so much fun and so rewarding because everybody learned so much. So it was a big, big thumbs up.
Awesome. Well, I want to get right into it, and you know, we're gonna, I guess, apologize beforehand for everyone. It's gonna be a shorter episode this week because Rich and I are kind of recording this quickly in between shoots, so we just wanted to come in and make sure we can give you something for the week. So it's gonna be a shorter episode, but we do have an Ask the Guys question, and we're gonna go through it as quick as we can, but in as much detail as we can. So, without further ado, I will play you this week's Ask the Guys.
Greeting, guys. My name is Marshall Brown, and I'm here in Littleton, Colorado, enjoying your podcast immensely. I started a little late, but I'm here to the party and trying to catch up. I'm new to this game, and I don't have a company yet, and I really haven't started, but I have a lot of questions, and I've been practicing a lot. One question that I have is I would like to know how you guys manage your file structure or your file layout in Lightroom when you guys bring in your pictures. Do you do one Lightroom catalog for shoot, or do you load it up for the year? How do you do that? How do you keep that organized? And how long do you keep them around? I imagine some of them are short-lived, some of them might be longer, but how do you handle that infrastructure that you have on your computer to keep yourself at the ready for any time that you need to get those pictures back? I appreciate it, and thanks for your help.
All right.
Well, thank you, Marshall, and that's a great question because, Rich, I know you and I personally do different things in this regard. So it's great because our listeners will get two different perspectives on everything. But Marshall from, I guess, Littleton, Colorado, he said, welcome to the business. And it's nice that you're diving in. And as you said yourself, just practice, practice, practice. That's the only way to get better. So, yeah.
And go get those agents. I met a real estate photographer from somewhere. We got together in Durango, Colorado, and I had a good time. And told me that it's just a little different. Very small town, you know, kind of that kind of a thing. So got to deal with that. But you want me to just go ahead, Brian?
Go ahead. I mean, I know how you do it. So awesome. Go ahead and tell the audience how you
works. Well, yeah, I mean, you could have seen the webinar that we did the other week on Twilight Photography. and kind of see my screen, but I'll tell you what I do. And I'm not saying, as always, take it with a grain of salt. That may work for you. You may get different mileage out of your formula, but this is what works for me, and kind of been a morphing of a progression. And one thing I want to say to everybody is, especially now, I commend you, Marshall, for getting this going when you're starting, because there's nothing worse than getting going and having a, however you're doing it, however you're bringing in, organizing, exporting, saving, backing up, this and that. This whole strategy, we'll just put it all in one box. And I just want to say, it's a lot easier to figure it out earlier than shoot for 2 years and then decide you're doing it wrong and you can't find your files. And oh my gosh, I moved something and Lightroom doesn't know where it is, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, really important to try and get your act together as soon as possible and research and learn about Lightroom. I mean, I'm using Lightroom. I think most of us are using Lightroom, so that's a good way to do it. But for me, I come in the house, I grab a soda, and then I go up to my office, my hole, and I stick my card in my card reader. Now, I have one little issue lately. I've got a my desktop I normally edit on, but I can't open any of my new A6400 Sony A6400 files. So I'm now editing on two computers, and it's kind of catching up to being a pain in the ass. So I'm
is that a update. Camera raw issue, or is that
no? It's a here's the deal. Lightroom will only I have Lightroom CC, but it will not update if your operating system isn't updated to a certain point. And my problem is my desktop operating system is older, and I am too afraid to update it, because last time I updated it, I lost my computer for almost a month because it went back and forth three times. And it was like, I don't do anything if I don't have to, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to upgrade my desktop. So anyway, long story short, let's just go into, I put my card inside my card reader, and I recommend for anybody who is plugging in their camera to read their files, get over it. We had two people at the workshop that were, or at least one person at the workshop that just plugs into their camera. They don't have a card reader. Go get yourself a card reader and a fast one, a USB 3 or USB-C Thunderbolt card reader if you can. So that's going to really help you. It makes a difference. So, because every second you save is a second saved. Anyway, so I bring in the files, and then what I do is I have one catalog a year. Now, I don't even believe I would need to do it every year, because a lot of people in the old days, in my opinion, used to say if you fill up your computer with your catalog, your Lightroom catalog, with too many images, it's going to slow you down. I did not find that to be an issue, and I think it was an urban myth, but I found that I really haven't had a problem in that way. I do recommend you go in and learn about how you're dealing with cache and how you're dealing with your computer dealing with Lightroom, because that will really speed up things, and that really makes things great.
Well, let me ask you on that regard, because yeah. I do the opposite, and I'll get into it in a little bit. I actually create a different catalog for every job, and I'll get into my reasons. But one of the main reasons for me is because very often I will start editing a job on my desktop, where I am now speaking to you, get halfway through, and then go upstairs to the couch, the living room with my wife, whatever, hang out, open the laptop, and finish editing a job up there. And by having the one job on a catalog, I'm able to transfer that catalog to an external drive in a minute to then bring upstairs with me. Whereas if I had a catalog with a year's worth of stuff, that's not happening.
Oh, yeah. No.
So you're in a situation where you only edit at one machine. So I know you said you edit sometimes on your laptop, sometimes on your desktop. How does that affect having one catalog?
I'll let you know when I've had my laptop for more than 2 months.
Okay.
So I'm just there and I'm just going to deal with it. But no, the only problem, well, the only thing with that for me, I like to be able to visually scroll through my year. Instead of going through my phone and finding, because all my files I name and Dropbox comes out the agent's name or the client's name and then the address. So I'm going to have to look up the address, and it just doesn't work for me. And you know, again, let me you know, we have different ways of doing things, And I'm sure there are better ways, and my way might not be the best, but it works for me.
Well, you know, because I've been reading a lot of posts that talked about what you said, where Lightroom now can handle a year's worth of images, no problem, and it doesn't slow you down. So I said to myself, and this was about a month and a half, you know what, let me try it because it'll just help keep things a little bit organized. And I gave it a try. And then the first time, about 3 days later, where I started editing the job in my, because my desktop's my office is in my basement, and then I wanted to go up, I was like, this is why I didn't do it that way. And I was able to, you know, so I went back to doing one catalog per job this way, you know, which is going to happen, you know, tonight. I'm going to start editing. I'm going to get home, unload my footage, create a catalog, import the images, you know, start messing around with them. And then it's going to, you know, be time for me to go up and help with the kids and all this. And then, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, I'm not going to want to go down to my dingy basement. I'll sit in the living room, you know, the TV on in the background and do some editing. But I know in 30 seconds, I can transfer the whole catalog and those raw files onto my external. 30 seconds, I'm done and go upstairs. Where if I had, you know, a catalog with 7 months worth of stuff, like, you know, you're talking about, not 30 seconds. It depends how, you know, obviously how many jobs you have, but you're talking about minutes,
you get what's your internet speed too. But no, that just seems like an extra step for me. I wouldn't be doing that. And I can actually, I'm doing most of my editing now on my laptop, and it's really not that big of a problem for me.
Sure. And because of that, to answer Marshall's question a little more, because I'm creating a new catalog for every job, I don't keep my catalogs forever. There's no reason to. I keep most, well, after a certain amount of time, I toss my raw files also for my real estate stuff. For my higher end architectural and commercial work, I always keep all the raw files forever. But for my real estate, after probably 3-4 months, once it's on MLS or in contract, I usually toss my raw files. And you're shaking your head, Rich, like, not a good idea.
I don't toss anything, man. I keep it all. And me too. How long is it? You know, what drives me crazy is, you know, the biggest thing probably is I just don't want to wait. How long does it take? It takes 30 seconds to relaunch a new catalog. Forget that. I'm just, that would drive me crazy.
I hear you, but it'll take even longer if I want, because I edit in different locations.
Or I'm in the wrong, oh my gosh. And every so often I will have 2016 open and I'll be editing in it. I mean, I'll be editing in my folder, and I'll go to 2016, and then I forget I've got 2016 open, and I'll import photos, and I'll forget to check which catalog it is. Then those photos are in 2016, and I can't remember where they are. That's sure. My deal. I'm a procrastinator, dude.
Yeah,
I'm just,
you know, I hear you. My problem is also I have temporary work drives and backup drives. So, you know, when I'm working on jobs, I keep them on my work drive, and then once they're all done, I shift all the files and move them over to my backups and my archives. So if I had one catalog for everything, all those files that then moved would all show up as missing and this and that, and my catalog would just be a disaster. So I think the bottom line is figure out what works for your workflow. Because your actual workflow itself plays a factor into how, if you want to do one catalog or, you know, multiple catalogs. For me, just being able to edit in different spots, even in my house, within the drop of a hat, and being able to transfer files within a minute, that worked for me. And even at my desktop, using different drives, I have an internal drive that I use as my work drive. I throw the images on right when I get in, put them on my work drive, back them up to an external, and then I work off everything on that internal work drive. And once those images are done, I transfer them to a separate backup RAID I have. So which then backs up to the cloud at night. So because I'm shifting files in so many different places and this and that, the individual catalogs just worked easier for me. So that's what I do. But
and one word of advice, very, very important. People need to understand that if you have your let's say you did some photos in Lightroom and you've put them where they ever they live. I just had someone at the workshop go, she thought they lived in Lightroom, but no, they live on your computer. And that's an honest question because people just don't know. But it's really important to know that if you move a file, Lightroom doesn't know where to go. You could just say, let's say I have a folder called Rich or a file called Rich, and then I put a dot next to it. Lightroom will not be able to find it. So you really have to be sure to, the best thing to do is always move things within Lightroom so Lightroom will know where to put them. But you can also find your images if you know how to do it. And then we could do a whole podcast on that. But really important to keep it organized and just to have a good solution and you know, a good naming situation, good filing situation, because you will do it for a year and then all of a sudden you'll want to change it and it's just a nightmare.
No, correct. Yeah, I can't stress enough the importance of proper organization. I mean, you know, you can, a client can give me any address from anything I've shot from probably now 2015 and over and more recent, and I can find it within 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So being able to locate your files quickly is key, and just organization is key, because the last thing you want to do is just waste time looking for old files.
Now, do you have external drives you have for each year? Or not that I want to get into backing up solutions, but do you have, what happens when your RAID or your hard drive in one of your RAIDs is full? I mean,
my RAID is 12 terabytes, so it's not full yet.
But that's 12 terabytes divided up, or is that just, you can literally?
No, it's split six and six, it's mirrored. So if one hard drive fails, I still have it.
So you have 6 terabytes max that you can save.
That's my final backup hard drive. Like when jobs are done, that's where
it goes. But correct. Do you take that and then take that hard drive and just put it in a shelf?
No. It's a big, whole big enclosure.
No, so what I'm saying is, what happens when you fill up 6 terabytes? I fill up 6 terabytes a year.
I don't. But that's impressive. Yeah. Shoot a lot more.
I shoot races and all that Spartan stuff.
Crazy. I mean, when I fill it up, I'm just going to. Yeah. I mean, the cool thing about my RAID system is that there are swappable hard drives, so I can take the hard drives out,
right?
Put them on the side and put new ones in, and I can start all over again.
Yeah. So but there's a whole thing we could do. We should have a computer expert on for a backup solution. And how to set up your Lightroom to be efficient, and how to to keep your operating systems on one solid state drive, and then your cache and things like that. So I think there's a whole lot of things, Marshall, that you can do some research on and learn about. And I think it's really important to spend the time to learn, because learn at the beginning, don't learn at the end.
Sure. No, that's a great idea. And if there's any IT guys out there who also moonlight as photographers, so they know our workflow and what we do, and can definitely shed some light into, best practices. I don't want to say the right or wrong way to do things, because everyone has different way to do things, but but best practices for what people can do to get the best performances out of the computers or hard drives, and obviously backups. So,
but backup is you have backup, and then backup at your neighbor's house, because if something's going to happen and you're going to lose the pictures. And remember, everybody out there, get the photos off your freaking phone. People are going to die that don't realize they're never going to have their photos one day.
Yeah,
and hard drives. How many times have you tried to boot up a hard drive from 10 years ago? Or CDs, how many times you tried to get your pictures off of a CD that's 10 years old?
I couldn't even do it anymore. I don't have any DVD or CD drive now. I have nowhere to even put it.
No, but I'm saying, do you have stuff? If you have stuff on a CD of your kids' baby pictures on a CD, go check it out because the information's not there.
My wedding pictures were on DVD, and right before I got rid of my last DVD drive, I backed everything up to an extra hard drive, because I knew I would never be able to access these on DVD again.
Did you shoot your own wedding?
I did not. I did
selfie
not. Exactly. but I very rarely shoot weddings anyway. All right. So I know, Rich, we both got to run to a shoot.
I got to go shoot a house. Twilight, man.
Yeah, we got to both run. But that being said, thanks for everyone for tuning in for this short little episode. We're glad to give you some insight. But it did give us an idea to get an IT person on and go in depth with some best practices for workflow and computer setup. So we're going to look into that and see if we can bring someone on to help with some of those solutions. And remember, submit your Ask the Guys. We only have a few left, so we need to answer your questions. So get those into us, and we will make sure to try and answer them to the best of our ability. If we cannot, we will try and get somebody on that can answer it better, like this IT guy.
We're going to have some upcoming webinars. Going to have some really great guests. We're working on it right now, and that's going to be a real big thing. So we're really looking forward to it.
Sounds good. All right, Rich, go enjoy your twilight tonight. Good luck.
Yeah. And remember, everybody, subscribe to shootingspaces.net. And we also have the blog, the informational site, shootingspaces.net and shootingspacespodcast.com, which you're on right now. And we've got the webinar. So what do we do? A twilight webinar. And that's available for you. And check out the website.
And we have some more webinars in the works, as you said. So
awesome.
Everyone, just stay tuned.
Okay, man. Well, you guys go out there. Have a good time, Brian. You go have a good day and good night. And what do we always say, Brian?
Go out and shoot some spaces. Aren't you supposed to say that's your line?
No, I want you to do it. I'm tired of it. We need a new line anyway.
Yeah.
Go out and shoot some darn spaces.
This episode of Shooting Spaces has been brought to you by HDPhotoHub.com. Helping your real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge. Just upload your photos and your clients get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically. Register today at hdphotohub.com using referral code SHOOTINGSPACES to get your first property marketing kit absolutely free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's hdphotohub.com.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.